I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. When will the next earthquake strike? That's the question on everyone's minds in western Afghanistan after the fourth 6.3 magnitude earthquake in just over a week. The latest quake on Sunday left four people dead and over 150 injured. In addition to the previous three tremors, a total of over 2,000 people have been killed. Mike with Global Catalytic Ministry says they're in touch with local ministry partners in Afghanistan.
I recently talked with one of our disciple makers, and I was like, what are you seeing in the ground? Is there any like God stories that you can share? And the person was shook and was like, all I see is death and devastation. And they sent me pictures of just rows of children dead because of the earthquakes.
Afghan Christians are being Jesus's hands, mourning with those who mourn. Pray for gospel comfort. And in China, leaders in Christian churches are needing to be equipped for leadership in a new age. Kurt Rovenstein with Bibles for China says,
I think we have to have a twofold approach to our mindset to China. Number one is we have to be wary of what's out there.
But we must also embrace what is available.
Ministry in China is going to be messy. And so embrace Bibles for China and other ministries that are doing their best in a difficult circumstance to take advantage of whatever opportunity God has given them.
Second,
pray for those leaders and for leaders to be raised up and to get through the difficult system that is China that puts them in a place of influence and authority that allows them to make decisions to help ministries like Bibles for China have an opportunity to make a difference in China.
Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.